This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis Lili Nishmas, my father, Moshe Yitzchok Ben Doiv, also L'schus Refu Shalem V'Kol Chalei Am Yisrael, also L'schus Kol Am Yisrael, especially those who are Nesun and Betzara V'Shivya. We're up to Maseches Shavuos Perek Gimel Mishnevav. We're talking about somebody who makes a Shavua, he makes an oath, and now we're talking about some things that he already had. We were talking about mitzvahs before, so we're saying that he has already a chiyuv to do that mitzvah. Can he make a shvur that he will or that he won't do a mitzvah? Nishba levatel es ha-mitzvah. A person says he will not do a certain mitzvah. So let's take an example of a mitzvah, lulav. On Sukkos, he says he will not do, he will be mevatel the mitzvah of lulav. He will not take a lulav. V'loy bitel, but he did not, he was not mevatel it, meaning he did take a lulav that day. Potter, he's potter from the iser of making a shvuah shav, a shvuah bito, I should say, and the reason why is because he already had a shvuah. On top of that, it was already once it was even when it was being uttered out of his mouth, it was not, it didn't apply. It was not chal, it didn't apply, because he has a different shvuah from Har Sinai that makes it that he has to do the mitzvahs. He cannot be mevatel a mitzvah. So it never took effect, his shvuah that he swore he's not going to do the mitzvah. L'kayim v'leikiyim. What if he, the opposite, said he was going to be mekayim the mitzvah, he was going to take the lulav, he was going to shake the lulav, and he didn't do it. He did not shake the lulav that day. So he was over the shvua that he made. Potter, he's also potter, because that shvua, again, doesn't apply, because you can't have it that his shvua went on top of the shvua that we already have by Har Sinai. Now, we're going to say that Reb Yehuda ben Becerra argues on it, but we're going to say it in an interesting way. Reb Yehuda ben Becerra, the reason why he argues on it is because he has logic. So we're going to say that it's not like the logic that Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra said. And we're going to explain that logic. Shahoya bedin sheyehei chayv kedibri Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. That there was a logic, but din means there was a logic, that Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra said that he's chayv. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra said, and this is his logic, ma, it was a kal v'chomer, ma im harishus, shavuos harishus. A person who makes a shavua, he swears that he can or he will or won't do something that's a rishus, not a mitzvah, eat a piece of bread, whatever, eat a piece of meat. And so it's a rishus, he could do it, he doesn't have to do it. She'ena mushbem aleh me Har Sinai, he's not sworn already, pre-sworn from Har Sinai that he's going to do this. Harayu chayv aleh, he is chayv if he doesn't listen to his own words and do what he swore that he's going to do. Shavuas mitzvah, shu mushma le mehar Sinai, to swear that he's going to do a mitzvah, that he already has a shvua from before, it should be even stronger. And edin shil chayv aleha, shouldn't we say that the words that he's putting out of his mouth should apply on that as well? And it should become a double shvua. He should be chayv on it also from the fact that he has a shvua. Amr loy. So the chachamim answered him, no, loy. No, your logic doesn't apply here. The kal v'chomer doesn't apply here, because imam arta b'shuvos rishus. If you're going to try to bring a raya from a shuvos rishus shekein asa ba lav kein, over there you're making it that he could either yes do it or not do it. It's the same. It's the same application. A person can make a shvua that he will eat something or that he won't eat something. It's lav kein. Not doing it is the same as yes doing it. They're both allowed. You're going to tell me that a shavuos mitzvah, that he's swearing on a mitzvah, whether he's swearing that he is going to do it or he isn't going to do it, but the concept of saying yes or saying no are not the same. One is he's mushba v'aymed that he will do it. He has already a chiyuv or a shavuah from before that he will do it. And the other one is that he won't do it. Shem nishba levatav lebitel. So therefore, if he swore that he was going to be mevatel a mitzvah, v'loy bitel, and he did not, and he was not mevatel it. In other words, if he swore that he was going to shake a lulav, not going to shake a lulav, and he did shake a lulav, then potter. He's potter because you can't apply that. He has already the shvua from Har Sinai that forces him that he should yes to it. And therefore, since you already have the shvua for the not being over the Avera, therefore the opposite way, lav can't be kehen. And therefore, if he swears that he will not do, if he swears that he will yes do the mitzvah of shaking lulav, and he doesn't, it's also not applying here. We're going to apply it evenly through both of them. Yashakoyach. And
you've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.